Welcome to my podcast, Tricks of the Trademark. This is Eric Pelton with another podcast episode in which I share advice and experience based on my 20 years of working with clients around the world to protect and strengthen their brands. I love listening to live music and going to concerts. Those who know me know that I try to go to at least one live music show a month. And I enjoy all types, from rock and roll to jazz to bluegrass to the National Symphony Orchestra, all types of music. And over the years, I've been fortunate to work with many different types of bands. I once even had a case at the trademark office against the founder of the band Twisted Sister. So that was a real throwback. But a lot of bands and their members are unaware that their band names are very valuable trademarks as well, particularly because band names tend to be quite creative. And when they're creative and they're unique and they're used to identify the source of a product or service, like live music or recorded music, they are protectable as trademarks, just like any other type of brand name. So bands should protect and register their names, usually in connection with live performances, but also could be in connection with recorded music, streaming music, downloadable music, apparel, or other merchandise. And again, over the years, we've worked with many bands to do just that. One issue that comes up frequently when it comes to bands and music groups and their trademarks is who owns the name. Because a lot of bands, especially in their infancy, are more informal and maybe have not formed or used any paperwork to create a formal partnership or an LLC or a corporation. And so the ownership issues are something that they particularly want to pay attention to as they move forward and protect the name. Believe it or not, for very successful bands, there are a whole host of trademark issues and opportunities surrounding licensing primarily. For example, you know, the Rolling Stones, the Grateful Dead, bands of this nature have tremendous value around the world licensing their logos and their names on all different types of merchandise, of course, apparel, but lots of other merchandise as well. The bottom line is that a musical group name or a band name should be protected just like any other brand. It is really extra important for band names because there are, one, so many bands out there. So having a good name is really important and really valuable. And two, because bands use online promotion tools so heavily these days, from social media to other websites that specialize in live music and touring and these types of things. And so for these reasons, it's even more valuable for bands to have proper trademark protection. I mentioned the Rolling Stones. You know, their tongue logo is actually one of the most recognized logos in the world, I believe, and it's an extremely valuable trademark. Another fun musical trademark that I've written about on my blog many times is the band Kiss. They own more than 100 trademark registrations, I believe, at last count. And they even have trademark registrations that cover the makeup designs that they wear on their faces when they perform. So that's a really interesting variety of what we call a non-traditional trademark, where it's more than just a brand name or a logo or a slogan. But again, even a local band that has not yet recorded an album but makes money from performing has a trademark that can and should be protected. So if you're in a band or you know someone in a band, please don't forget about trademark protection and feel free to contact me if you'd like to discuss. You've been listening to Tricks of the Trademark with me, Eric Pelton. I've been making trademarks bloom since 1999. For more information about my trademark services, visit my website at ericpelton.com. Thanks for listening.